Hurkun ok trap sonsun trap sonsun trap sonsun trap donsun trap donsun trap donsun. Tuni sonsun hukchum dur bolan. Dadas dotan dur bolan moro ta.
Hey, but welcome to a brand new NBA Roasted podcast. I'm on location. You guys want it on location. We got it on location. I am in Houston with one of my favorite people, fighters, lesbians, just awesome all-around people. Badass chick, Tanya Evinger. It's such an honor. You're actually working right now. I'm actually interrupting your work. So thank you, by the way. Thank you very much.
I'm making these guys work into the night. We're going all night.
Yeah, so basically I'm in Houston and you're doing tile at a house. One of your sponsors owns this huge house. Mm-hmm. He's laying down tile and you're, since you've experienced making building houses, you're doing it.
Yeah, I think I'm cheap labor for him, so let's
do it. You are so much more of a guy than I am. Mm. I would have no, if someone hired me, I would have no idea what the fuck to do. You show me your bath, this bathroom that you've been working in. It looks perfect. Like it's like a, how do you know all this to do this stuff?
What else is there to do besides like have babies in Missouri, have babies and drink alcohol and or work construction? So I went construction side.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very incredible. By the way, I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. If you need marijuana delivered to you, Speedweed is the place to go. They deliver edibles, marijuana, CBD, vapes, anything you need, they will take care of. Speedweed.com. They go right. Look, why go to a dispensary? You have to drive. You can get into a car accident. You can get pulled over. You pick the stuff up. Then the cop pulls you over and says, "Why do you have all this weed on you?" It's a pain in the ass. Okay. Speedweed, they will take it to you. You can get high and stay home, which is great. Also, if you order stuff on Amazon, go to my website first, adamhunter.com. Click on the banner. This is Amazon. And then order your stuff because I get paid for that. So anyway.
We come a long ways when we're like advertising getting high. You can just get high right at your house.
You're like, my sponsor builds hospitals.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, my sponsor is Speedweed.
Yeah.
But I like it. By the way, so Tanya, on Valentine's Day, you came to my show. It was so nice to see you. You were there with your beautiful girlfriend now. Are you guys official?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had a girlfriend, you know, trying to play that single life.
Now she's this hot brunette, and when I tagged her on Instagram, all of a sudden, I clicked on her link, and there were all these naked pictures of her, but like, kind of...
That's how she got me.
But like, really?
Naked pictures.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, so you... Please explain this.
We actually met at the gay bar, which... I meet a lot of girls at the gay bar, but right. She's actually gay, so it worked out, you know?
Right, so...
I stared at her a lot. She thought I was a creep. She hated me at first. She said I was a total creep, and she was there making out with a girl that I was hanging out with, and I was like, bring this girl home. Bring this girl home. And then my girl was like, fuck you. No. I'm being crazy, you know? She wanted to bring her home, but she wants to make out with her.
Right.
Anyway, they left together. But...
But hold on. There's a lot of, we got to break down the story. Okay, so you went to the gay bar with a girl.
Yeah, I showed up at the gay bar. A girl that I was hanging out with, she showed up in this party bus with all her friends and with my girlfriend at the time now.
Right.
She showed up with her, and I went to the back of the patio, and there they were making out like a couple.
But this is the girl that you were sort of dating?
Yeah, but I'm not a hater, so I was all down. I was about it. Okay, and if you're on my Snapchat, you've seen all them videos.
Oh, now, so, I mean, do you bring home girls like threesomes a lot in the...
No, no.
Okay.
So I don't want to catch nothing.
Right.
But I was willing. This girl was super hot, obviously. That's why I'm dating her. I was like, you know, telling her to bring her home and stuff, and she just wasn't down. So they left together without me.
Right. So then you kind of... So now you're alone. You're sad.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll show her.
Are you watching Lifetime movies?
I'm going to go after her. No,
okay. Is that what happened?
No, no, no.
So then you went back to the gay bar.
No, then end up that girl that I was seeing at the time, she ended up coming to my house later on. So they must have either had a quickie or just didn't work out. I don't know.
Right. Now did you say to her, hey, no, I'm not sloppy seconds. This is bullshit.
No, I didn't care. We still had sex.
Okay.
But no, I'm not a hater, but I wasn't going to date that girl. So we weren't like that type of, we were just hanging out. So anyway, but then I became friends with, you know, the other girl.
But how did you do that? Like, how did you...
I just see her at the bar all the time. I never seen her before there. And then she started coming in all the time. I guess she moved there. Did you just move there?
And she's here, by the way, in the same room. Okay, so then you went. So you went up to her, and then you said, "Hey, you know, I seen you around. You went home with my friend.
Yeah,
you're kind of cute.
Something like that."
And then was she hard to get?
No way. I don't even know if I talked to her really. We just hung out with a group of friends. All in a group of friends, and obviously I was probably the coolest person there, so she just, you know, she was drawn to me.
Right. And then, okay, she's saying it took a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't like right away.
No, but I was trying not to date anybody. I was trying to focus on my career, so I was trying not to have a girlfriend in general, because my focus is off.
Now, it seems like, because I looked at what she does, she's in a lot of, like, I don't know if she does porn or...
I wish she did porn for me, but no, she just does... she's a model.
She's with a lot of other girls in the modeling
nude
picture.
Photography and
Now, do you ever get jealous of the other girls in the pictures?
No.
You don't care?
No,
I don't
care.
You just like, go make your money?
I don't think I'm a hater. I'm pretty good about not being a hater.
But you guys are exclusive, you and her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am. I don't know. Are you exclusive? Are you fucking girls?
She's looking at you like she's definitely exclusive.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, look, I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah.
It seems like you're in a good place.
Yeah. She's cool. She takes my humor. I did wake her up the other day suffocating her, so she was upset about that.
What do you mean? You were choking her?
She was covering her mouth and her nose so she can't breathe. I thought it was funny. She thought it was breath play. I don't understand why everything has to be a fetish with her. Like, I'm not into breath play. Into like arm play. Like, I'm trying to break her arm. Well, like, it's like a submission. This is a submission.
That's like her business, though. She's in the fetish world.
Yeah. Something like that. So she must know it all. I don't know these things. I thought it was a submission. Right. I do it in a fight, and I didn't even know I was doing some kind of fetish shit. Here, bitch, let me cover your mouth and shit. I'm getting off while I'm...
Well, you guys seem happy. That's the
most
important
thing. We're good. We got a good sense of humor. Good relationship.
Good. It seems like you, a lot of times in lesbian couples, there's like one girl who's like the alpha,
right,
or like the butcher. And then there's one who's like the lipstick.
Yeah.
So she'd be the lipstick and you'd be the...
I think normally she is the one in charge. She's the one that wears the strap on, but not in this relationship.
In this one.
Right.
Now, the owner of the house, I think,
just walked in. Okay. He just heard the end of that conversation.
Now, have you ever dated someone who was like more of a butch as well?
No.
So you always go for the effeminate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely like the girly girls.
Right. Now, because sometimes you see two butch.
What if they try to beat me up or
they're
something?
Both seem
angry. Shit's going to hit the fan.
It seems like they're both angry at the time. One's more like, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Yes. Okay. All right. I've always wondered that with the lesbians.
I am the little spoon with her, though. I do like being the little spoon with her, but does that count?
Let's go to the back and let's go back to the beginning of Tanya.
Yeah.
Okay, because I love doing these interviews because I actually like to know you. So, all right, so you're the older sister of two twins.
Yeah. Okay. I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child.
Yeah, I got an older sister.
You have an older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a lesbian, too?
No. She totally loves guys so much that she just shares it with everyone.
Oh, she's a whore.
No, she ain't a whore. She's definitely for guys, though. Yeah.
Okay, and now is she a fighter as well? Or?
No, she don't play any sports.
Okay, so she was
complete opposite as me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you came out. Now, do you think maybe your dad wanted a boy?
Probably, yeah. I think I was supposed to be a boy is what my mom said. And then I came out, and I was just a stud-ass girl. And they're like, we're going to raise this girl like a boy. And then when I hit 9 years old, my dad's like, you got to start wearing a shirt. And I was like, this fucking sucks. Send me to an orphanage.
No, come on. Because I'm having a daughter also.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a daughter like you that fights and does construction.
Yeah.
My wife, I'm not sure if that's really the plan.
Yeah.
But
she wants a girly girl.
Yeah. But like, did your parents put you in dresses as a kid? Or did you play with dolls?
No, I think they had a hard time keeping clothes on me. I just want to run around with my shirt off. And
like, totally naked.
Well, not totally naked, you know.
Topless.
Cover up the goods.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't have any boobies then. I just want to run around with the boys. I think half the time my buddies thought that I was a boy, like during this like summertime.
Right.
They didn't know me from school. They'd think I was a boy. And then they'd see me during the school year and like, you're a girl? And I'm like, yes, this mullet is,
Did your parents try to get you like, did they put you into dance or
no,
any singing?
No, they didn't want me do anything.
Did they think they knew right away that you were a tomboy?
Yeah, I think so. My dad just wanted us out the house, go find something to do. That was it. They didn't give a shit what we did.
Did you play football?
Yeah, I did play football in high school.
High school football?
Yeah.
Wow. So, all right, elementary school. Okay, so it's not kind of normal for girls to be tomboys in elementary school, and then they get interested in boys a lot of times.
Yeah.
But with you, it never developed. Did you ever like boys at all?
Yeah, you know, I think I might have had a couple crushes on some boys or whatever, but... Now, like, were they obviously, boys, and or? Then I think too back then, like, man, I had all these girls, and like now I know I'm like, dude, I was gay as fuck. But at the time, I wasn't thinking about anything. I don't want to have sex with anybody. I want to get a scholarship and go to college and get the hell out of Missouri.
But did guys in high school hit on you? Did guys?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did you go to, you go to prom with them? And
no, I never went to prom. But I did share the same locker room as the guys in wrestling, and they would just stare at me when I got dressed. But
did you get naked in front of them?
I mean, I covered goods.
You covered the goods, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, they'd be like, get out the way. I'm trying to watch her get dressed. And I'm like, psh. Yeah.
Now, were they
one day somebody's paying for this shit.
Did they ever hit on you? Any of the boys?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. They still do. I think it's like one of them. I'm like that Uncharted, like that game, Uncharted. No, I'm just kidding. I think everybody at the gym, they would love to just hump me.
Well, cause they would try to be like, because that kind of makes you're the guy that they
they can't get.
Cause yeah,
they're so like, well, she has a vagina, so it kind of counts as a girl, even though she's right. more of a guy.
But
than
it's kind
of
like how guys want to turn lesbians straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you haven't had this dick, so like that's sort of that's exactly the case right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not even like those sort of, but it's also sometimes girls, sometimes like gay men. Because they think that they're more valuable. Even as a married guy, sometimes girls are like, oh, if he cheats on his wife, then I must be really hot.
Or they're like, we don't have to have no like real relationship. This dude's married.
Right.
So then I get to fuck him and like not have to worry about any drama.
So guys do that with you? They know that doesn't matter?
No, I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's just a challenge.
So, okay. So in high school, you played football. Were you good in football?
Yeah, yeah.
What position did you play?
I played tight end. Strong safety, and I don't know what is whatever it is on the kickoff team or whatever. I played all kinds of positions.
You were the only girl on the football team.
Yeah, yeah. I was the only girl on the wrestling team.
Only girl on the wrestling team.
Yeah.
And nobody at any point was like, your parents didn't try to say, hey, maybe you should do more girly things. Or
no, no.
Never once.
No, I don't think my dad didn't want me to play sports at all. So my mom was like, just go do it. Yay. So,
that's cool.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's very progressive parents.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you got now at. In high school at all, you didn't. So when you got to college, is that when you first discovered like that you liked vagina?
Well, I think I already knew. I definitely already knew. And now that I look back, I'm like, damn, I had crushes on all them chicks. Like, oh fuck, I was definitely gay. I just wasn't trying to get anywhere with any of them. I was trying to go to school, but yeah, no. And in college, I was like, fuck this. I'm gonna go to school. None of these people know me. I'm gonna be gay from the start. And if they don't like me, they don't like me, you know. But
wow.
It's different when you're like younger growing up. You feel like that's your life, you know. So
of course, of course. So you go to college. Do you have was there a lesbian that kind of guided you?
No, she was actually straight and I guided her.
You guided her?
I was like, I'm gonna get this girl. She was my roommate. I was like, let's be roommates. I know you from the national team. We both wrestle. Let's be roommates. And then she's like, I gotta get switch rooms. You keep trying to get in on me.
So you kept trying to hook up with
hell
her?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
And, but she was when you were drunk or when you were sober?
All the time. 24/7.
And she was straight.
Yeah.
But eventually she gave in eventually?
Oh yeah, yeah. We dated for like 7 years.
Okay. Now, I mean, do you have any kind of guidance? Because I was thinking if I'm you and I'm a lesbian, and I've never had lesbian sex before.
I read a lot of books, guys.
Really?
I read a lot of books.
The books. Really? Is that what you did?
I don't know. Maybe it's just natural to me.
I mean, seriously. I mean, back then, there wasn't even like that much porn. Well, there probably was lesbian porn, but it was VHS porn.
Yeah.
You had to like get a VCR.
Listen, her dad was a super perv, and he had like a million zillion every CD, DVD. This is when DVDs came out, ever made of like porn. So when we go to his house, I'd exchange 60 at a time, and I'd come back, and everybody would rent our DVDs from our room so they'd go watch porn, and then I just watched them all, you know, just for the storyline.
So you had like a porn like
just
business?
Just for the storyline.
Okay. Right, of course. So that's how you learned how to be a lesbian?
No, hell no. Oh. They were all like straight porn and all kinds of weird shit.
I don't even know what lesbians do. Like I know like I've watched some porn where you go down on each other.
Yeah, listen, what you see on the porns is not real lesbian sex. And
okay.
We don't scissor and all that stuff.
So what do you guys do?
Yeah. I mean,
just fingers and
we just stare in each
gadgets?
Other's eyes.
Oh, come on. You're ruining it for
man.
Everybody.
Is yeah. Everything. We make magic happen.
Okay. So it is scissoring. And
no, it's definitely not scissoring.
No. None of that?
He's like, please be scissoring.
No, so you guys just take turns, right? Like
yeah,
you go
yeah.
down and she goes down on you.
I mean,
69-ish.
There's so much to talk about. We're so much to talk about, Adam.
Huh.
This is going to be like a whole class.
Yeah, no,
Phys ed.
Okay.
Lesbian phys ed.
So, okay, now at this point, you never had sex with a boy at all? Or you did?
No.
Never.
No.
Never once.
You're trying to make me throw up on your mic right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying a lot of I've known lesbians that have tried it.
Yeah, I think most of them have because you got to realize that you don't like it. I grew up in a real weird like town, man. Everybody was like homophobic. My dad was like, faggot this, faggot that. If you are a faggot, you're going to get the A's and blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. So I grew up in a really like homophobic home and like the town I lived in and everything was just crazy. I was like the black sheep from the beginning, wanting to play all the boys' sports, wanting to do all the other stuff. So I just got out of there.
You got out of there. Yeah. What college did you go to?
Missouri Valley Private College. Obviously, I didn't go far, like an hour from my parents' house.
Okay.
But
okay.
They gave scholarships for women's wrestling, and I took it.
Right. So you got a scholarship wrestling. And now how did you do in the States as far as wrestling with the boys in Missouri?
Oh, I did good. I was varsity from my sophomore year up. I should have been the first girl to ever go to state, but the problem was they didn't have girls wrestling then, so we had like a lot of problems with the refs, and at sectionals they didn't give me the points, so like they'd have two refs reffing, one ref's giving me points, the other ref's not, so it ended up being a big old deal. Well, anyway, they send all the video off to the state official, and all the refs got in trouble that year for that because I should have been.
They cheated you out because they didn't want a girl going to state.
Yeah, so kind of fucked me, but I didn't care. By the time I was a junior in high school, I was on the national team, a senior national team at the Olympic Training Center. I was going overseas, so I couldn't even wrestle my senior year anyway, so it didn't even matter.
The ref still, I have a kid on my team who lost to a girl, and then at the end he pushed her, like, get off me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, like, I had to yell at him and be like, you owe me, 300 sprawls and the whole thing. And the ref comes over, and he thinks he's going to say something, like, give us some words of wisdom. And he goes, hey, man, to the kid, middle school kid, he goes, my freshman year I lost to a girl, too, and I came back. By the time I was a senior, I won states. He's like, but, at this age, girls are stronger than boys anyway. I'm like, why do you have to say
make
that
some
part?
Excuse,
like what? Like just stop at the first half. You don't have to make an excuse for the kid.
Yeah.
He lost. So to a wrestler, not a boy or girl, a wrestler, a fucking guy.
Yeah,
so,
I dated a girl. She had two little boys, and I would take them to tournaments. And one time she showed up. She was such a biatch. She showed up, and he lost to a girl in this tournament. And the girl was super good. Like, you tell she's been wrestling probably her whole life. And they are super strong. And, like, I think they're a little bit quicker with catching on to the technique and stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I mean, she beat him, and it was crazy. And she was so mad. She's like, I'm so embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're a female fighter. Like, you are in a sport where, like, we already have this, like, disadvantage, and you're going to talk to your son like that and make him feel so bad he's crying. Like, this is so ridiculous. I was like, we're never bringing them again.
There was a coach one time where our girl beat the coach, and the coach goes, we're going to give him a hard time on the ride back.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't.
Yeah.
I'm telling the other coach to not make fun of his kid. Like,
yeah.
Fucking people.
It's ridiculous.
Insane. So, back to you.
to my sex life.
So, you go to college and you join the wrestling team.
Yeah.
And what was your major in college?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice.
Yeah,
wow.
I graduated people. I'm bachelor's.
Bachelor's.
I graduated.
In criminal justice.
Yeah.
So you wanted to defend criminals?
No. I wanted to be U.S. Marshal. I didn't want to be no cop or anything and give people tickets. I didn't care what people do.
You'd be a good marshal, actually.
Yeah. Get on the ground, motherfucker. And then I kick them around and I'd be like, nobody's seen that.
I could see you being a U.S. Marshal. I could 100% see that.
I want to take down, like, the big guys, people that really break the law and do some bigger stuff than just pulling people over, So.
So you wrestled 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-girls team.
Mm-hmm.
How many lesbians do you think on the team?
Most of them.
Most of them.
Well, even if they weren't then, they became lesbians.
Okay, so it was, you guys, it was like,
it's like in the water. We drink this special water.
Yeah, like, by my team, we have to shave our heads as freshmen. You guys have to become lesbians.
No. If you're in a lesbian, you have to at least hook up with a girl.
Okay.
You ain't on the team unless you hook up with a girl.
That's no, some team. Where can I send my daughter to this school immediately?
You're like, please don't wrestle.
So I'm going to have her wrestle.
A lesbian.
In some ways, I think, being a father, that I'm not yet, but when I am a father, it might be easier in some ways to have a lesbian because you know how shitty men are.
Yeah.
Not that women are any easier, and they're harder in different ways.
Yeah.
But at least, I don't know. Like,
and then she's going to be a fighter and a wrestler, and then obviously she's in charge of every relationship, so you never have to worry about her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I gotcha.
Although if you were my daughter, I'd probably be worried a lot.
No way. I'm a super good kid.
So you wrestled 4 years in college. Do you make the Olympic team? Are you trying for the Olympic team?
Yeah, we were supposed to go in 2000. They didn't let us. And so then we finally got, the women got to go in 2004.
Who didn't let you?
USA, the Olympics committee.
Said no women wrestling?
Yeah, they said they said they were going to let us in for the first time in 2000, and they ended up taking that back. So then we get to go in 2004, but what they did is they cut some of the guys' weight classes. So the guys were fucking pissed at us. Like, fuck you. You guys don't know. Blah, blah, blah.
It's like,
yeah,
your
it's
fault.
Our fault that they got some weight classes cut and blah, blah, blah. It's just the Olympic Committee. It had nothing to do with us either or the guys' wrestling team, you know? So they were mad at us. And then we ended up going in 2004. Well, they went to nationals. And they had all seven weight classes. We only got seven weight classes. So they let all of us wrestle. And then we go to Olympic trials and they cut it down. And they said it only got let four classes wrestle. So you guys have to make. So I either have to go down hella far, which I can't even think about making that weight at that time, or go way up where the girls are cutting 20, 30 pounds. And
that
the weight classes were so far apart. I was like, this is ridiculous. So that's the year I quit. I quit in 2004 and moved to California and moved away from Olympic Training Center. And I went and started doing MMA.
But how did you do in the nationals?
I did really good. I was ranked number one in North America while I was in college and stuff. I was national team for 7 years. I was fucking good, man.
So you think you would have won your weight class?
Yeah, I would have went to Olympics for sure. Definitely. Fuck. Definitely. It was messed up. So I felt like I was just done with USA Wrestling. I was like done paying to play. I was over it. They just were the worst.
Your parents support?
They're not as bad as USA Gymnastics, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty bad. But they're pretty bad. USA Wrestling's horrible. So what I did is I just went to Sacramento and started doing MMA.
Now, are your parents supportive of your wrestling? Are they coming to your matches?
Yeah, my mom did. My dad didn't come to nothing. I think he went to one wrestling match, maybe two, my whole time I ever wrestled.
Why?
He just doesn't like us playing sports. He don't give a shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, so he's came to...
Did that fuel you? Did that bother you?
He probably came to two fights, maybe three fights.
That must have bothered you.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
But it did.
I didn't care a long time ago. No, because, I mean, even when we started, he didn't want us to do anything. He didn't want us to play anything. We weren't allowed to go to people's houses. We weren't allowed to do crap, so.
Are your parents still together?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. They're that old couple that never gets divorced, but they hate each other.
But you never told your mom, hey, why can't dad come to my matches?
Yeah, I don't give a shit if he comes or not. He's a jerk.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But now, has he come to your fights?
He's probably came to three my whole career, yeah.
Fuck. And your mom?
Yeah, right? My mom comes to most of them. Yeah.
So then you move to Sacramento. Now you move to Team Alpha Male?
Yeah, I went to Sacramento for about 7 or 8 years. Or wait, maybe about 5 years. And then I moved down to LA. I went up to Reno and trained with Ken Shamrock. I trained over there with Nick and Nate Diaz when I first started.
When you first got, what was that like?
It was fun, but we started practice at midnight. So
really?
It was weird. Like, they get up, you know, and they go drive to SAC in the middle of the day, like 2 or something. And they come back and then sleep and smoke some weed. And then we would go at, like, midnight and start training at their gym till like, 2 a.m. It was fucking nuts.
Is it only jiu-jitsu or training everything?
No, we did MMA. That was, like, straight MMA-style training. I never really did any jiu-jitsu with them. It was, like, all together, put together.
Now, are you the only girl on the team?
Then, yeah, me and my girlfriend would go up there and we went, and it was cool because that was back when Nate was super young, you know, before he ever fought, and Nick and them, like, they didn't have, their wrestling wasn't so high level, so we would just go in there and just take people down like crazy.
You were taking on Diaz brothers.
Oh, yeah, I was taking people down like crazy. Obviously, I can't touch them, but, you know, back then, we would just do wrestling drills and stuff.
But were, like, Nick and Nate kind of embarrassed?
No, they were cool. They were super cool. Nate was super young, and then Nick was super cool. He had his coach call me, and they tried to get me to come down and be on the team, part of the team, because my wrestling was so high level and stuff. But obviously, you know, you gain that real fast when you're such a good competitor like they are. So they got plenty of training with wrestling. I went in there and trained with Nick quite a few years ago, and goddamn, he just sticks his leg out there for me to grab and just to roll through and like break my leg off. I'm like, god dang it.
Yeah,
Nate's fucking crazy.
We trained with Uriah and those guys.
Yeah, I trained with them for a long time when they first opened up Ultimate Fitness. I helped them build some of that out, and then trained there for a long time.
You must have got so much better at Team Alpha Male.
Yeah, I did pretty good. It was cool. I trained with Master Tong for a long time, and then obviously my girlfriend started sleeping with everybody, so I had to leave.
Who was your girlfriend? Was that Michelle?
Yes.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah. Oh, wow. She was banging Team Alpha Male?
Yeah, she was probably banging everybody. Come on, let's be honest.
So,
but So I left there and went down to L.A. and trained at Dan Henderson's gym.
Oh, Team Quest.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were still with Michelle at that time.
Yeah, when we first moved down there, we were. And then I left and moved to Missouri.
So, okay. So, because the timelines right now is a little fucked up for me. So, Brittany Pullen, right?
Yeah.
Your first fight.
Yeah.
Brittany Pullen. You win in 10 seconds.
What was it? 48 seconds. No, that was the second time I fought her.
The second time. Okay.
So the first time I fought her was up in Oregon. I don't think it ever got actually put out. The promoter never put it out. And it was a pro fight. And I went up there and it was like 48 seconds. And I just beat this girl to death, knocked her out. And then I went back and went and come fought in Missouri. So that's why my record's like a pro fight, then I got three amateur fights, and I started my pro career again because Missouri had no commission. So I went back and fought a bunch of unsanctioned fights, and then when they all went legal, then it turned into amateur.
Because I watched this one fight, amateur. I think the second fight with Brittany Pullman.
Yeah, and I tried not to fight that.
That was 16 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
You landed a 1-2.
Yeah.
And she went out cold.
Yeah.
I mean, she was laying there.
For like 4 minutes, she shook on the ground. Poor
now,
girl.
I mean, you now, what's going through your head at this point?
Cause well, I was like, first I tried not to fight her. I said, we need to hook me up with somebody, a better fighter, because I already know what's going to happen. And the promoter's like, you ain't doing shit. Like, you're going to fight this girl or you ain't going to fight at all. Fatal Femmes was the worst promotion ever. And so they're like, you're going to fight this girl or you ain't going to fight. And they got us on promises that they were gonna we were going to be on HGNet and that we were going to get paid more and all this bullshit they promised us. And we got there and none of that shit was true. So I was like, well, I need to fight somebody legit because this ain't even a real fight. You know, no disrespect to her.
But
I knew I was going to hurt her. So then I had told her manager, because I knew him real well, I said, you know, like, don't do nothing stupid. We'll just throw some hands a little bit and drag the fight on just a little bit. And the promoter threatened me that I wouldn't be on the card or whatever. Well, then I tell the manager this. Then the promoter sets me down, like, before we head over to the arena the day of the fight. And he's like, you need to take this in the second round. If you don't take this second round, this is my license could be up. Like, I could get in trouble for this, blah, blah, blah.
He's trying to tell you to
and
throw.
And I was like, how dare you, like,
wow.
2 days ago threaten me that I have to fight this girl, and then you're going to tell me I need to take it second round. And then, obviously, she lost her mind and started swinging like a fucking, like swinging her arms and what is that, windmill? God
yeah,
dang,
yeah.
She went nuts. And she actually put a little nugget under my eye, and that's what pissed me off. And I was like, oh, this bitch. So I pushed her off, and then, yeah, it was just over.
You
as soon as
cold.
I hit her, I was like, fuck.
So you're feeling bad?
Yeah, I felt bad.
Now, did you get paid any money for this?
Yeah, I got paid. The promoter absolutely
hated
me. And
what did you get paid, like $500?
Fuck, what did we make? I don't remember what I made.
But it was something.
Maybe $1,500 total. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then you go on and you start your next fight. You win in a minute against Angela Hayes.
Yeah.
And your next fight against Shoni Plagman. You 10 seconds into the first round.
Yeah.
So you're fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
Now at this point, in your head, are you like, I'm the best fighter in the world?
And I wasn't even training at all. Like, I was just showing up to fight.
Were you at? Is this before?
I was so out of shape, and I was like, good God, I gotta fucking beat these girls up. Like, seriously, gotta beat them up because I'm not shape. I didn't train hardly. Like, I quit fighting because I couldn't find any fights. Nobody wanted to fight. And all these girls that had these records are like, yeah, you get more fights, and then you fight me. They didn't want to fight me because I'm a wrestler. And
right.
Were you
at Team Quest during this time, or this is before
that?
No,
way before.
This is before even Sacramento.
That was all maybe when I was in Sacramento, but I wasn't probably training. I was just moving around. I don't remember.
And you were making money doing construction
at the
time? Yeah,
because I didn't even
or?
Have any cornermen. I just had my girlfriend came with me, and she just
Michelle?
Jumped in my... And not Michelle. This is a my
different girlfriend.
My actual... Yeah, good girlfriend. So she actually just would be my corner, and we would find a cornerman back that was coaching one of the other fighters. And I'd be like, hey, can you corner us? By the way, I don't have an ice bag. I don't have this or that. Oh, shit. We have to wear mouthpieces. Like...
So you have... And now... I mean, your striking looked pretty good at this point.
Yeah.
How did you learn how to strike?
I grew up fighting, man. My dad used to put gloves on all of us and watch us all beat each other up.
But didn't want you playing sports?
No, I didn't want to play sports, but they thought it was, you know, fun to fight. My dad's a fighter. He would fight everybody. He beat up all the neighbors and all his friends and all of his relatives.
Was he a pro fighter? Or?
No, he just, you know, that backyard bully.
Did he drink a lot?
No, not at all. He don't drink any alcohol. He's just a jerk.
Is he a Trump supporter?
No, I don't think he even cares. He don't even know what's going on in the world.
Your dad. Okay, got it.
He don't know what's going on in the world at all.
Okay, so at this point, you're just fucking people up. You have no real camp. I don't know. So you're training in Sacramento. How are you making any money during this time?
I was just doing construction, side jobs. I don't know. My girlfriend was a stripper.
Your girlfriend was a stripper.
She made money.
Your cornerman was a stripper.
Yeah, my cornerman was a stripper. Now that you put it that way,
yes.
She was.
And she was supporting you?
Yeah. She no, she wasn't. I would work. I would do like construction. But that's why I like construction, because I can move around and get a job here and there and not have
to. So you're
to,
the fighter, construction worker.
Yeah.
She's the stripper.
Yeah, she fought too.
Oh, what was
she
her name?
She fought too. I can't tell you that.
Come on.
No way.
You can't tell me?
I actually like her a lot. We're good friends. I would never
do I know
bust her?
Her
out. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. So she was a pro fighter.
Yeah.
/ stripper. Is she still a fighter?
No. She quit long
time ago. She retired. Is it Julie Kesey?
What?
No. is it?
Oh, you'll never guess.
I'm trying to think.
You'll never guess.
Is she Asian?
No.
Is she black?
No.
She's white.
Yeah.
She's from Sacramento then, probably.
No.
From Missouri?
No.
From California?
Yeah.
Was her name Bex?
Who?
Oh, no, forget it.
You'll never guess it.
She was from California.
You'll never guess it.
Is it Roxy?
Roxy who?
I don't know. Something named Roxy.
Just start naming stripper names. That's her.
Fighter. Fuck. All right, people, fans, if you're listening, guess the stripper that Tanya used to date.
No, don't guess her. Don't guess her.
Damn. She's from California.
You'll never guess it.
Is it Gilbert Melendez's wife? No, right?
No. Is she a stripper?
I have no idea.
He's probably going to whoop your ass for that.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of women. All right. So then you beat Janelle Marquez. This one goes three rounds. This is the toughest fight.
Oh, God. I was so sick and tired. I actually had the flu for that fight, but I needed the money. So.
Yes.
I don't turn fights down. Like, this is horrible, the fight I had turned down this weekend. Like, I never turned a fight down.
Well, you tore your ACL.
Yeah.
And your meniscus.
My ACL, MCL, LCL, and you're getting, tibia.
And you're getting surgery.
Yeah.
So I think you have an excuse.
Yeah, but I could have, like, I try to think of all these ways I could fight and still win without my leg. And it's just impossible.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. Yeah. So then you fight Vanessa Porto.
Yeah.
This is your first loss.
Yeah, that's when I fought for Fatal Femmes that last time. And that's when it was such bullshit that the promoter was so mad at me and he was talking so much shit. They treated me like such shit. And one thing about me is, like, I think in my earlier career, you could tell when I had, like, issues with my personal life or with something going on, because I just didn't fight. I would just not fight. I would just, it was weird. Like, you could tell it affected me. But that's also why I try to stay single. So.
Right. So Vanessa's the first loss you had. Now, at that point, after you lose to her, do you go back to the drawing board? Because now this is the first time you've lost. How does it affect you? Did you just kind of...
Yeah, it sucked. Off? It sucked because I dropped her and I should have whooped that ass. I just started getting wild. I dropped her and then I just started punching her like crazy and punching her all these... I mean, I was backhanding her and all kinds of stupid shit. I was like, I'm going to whoop this girl's ass. So I started getting crazy and then just got caught in an armbar.
And then you fought Carano. That was in Hawaii, right?
Yep. That was also another fucked up situation.
What happened there?
It was fucked up. That promotion was so fucking... Gary Shaw was such a...
But like what happened? Because I heard rumors that they told, like, they were trying to fix the fight. Or...
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened. But at the end of the day, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. But the promotion didn't do the right thing when it came down to everything. You know what I mean? So
were they promising you more money?
Gary Shaw actually already threatened to sue me over all this. That son of a bitch. So I don't really.
You don't want to talk about
shit.
It? Got it. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Gia Carano. So Carano lost. Okay, but that must have been, that's your first time on TV.
Yeah.
You're on Showtime.
Yeah, in front of 10,000 people. It was good. Yeah. They just fucked me around. I didn't have a corner to warm up in. They ended up making me warm up outside. Like, she didn't have to make way. There was all these situations that just came down to where I was like, this is fucked up. Like, I don't even want to fight anymore. I didn't want to fight. But obviously, it was an opportunity that...
And then afterwards, I saw you at pictures of you and her dancing, taking shots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you able to kind of go, like, was that sort of...
I wasn't mad. I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. It was just, you know...
But were you kind of like, was that sort of an act? Like, you're kind of acting happy? Or were you just like, fuck it, I want to...
No,
have the
I didn't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
You didn't give
a
shit?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You're not the kind of person that, like, if you lose, you go in
cut
a hole...
Cut myself off to life? No.
You're like, fuck it. Yeah. You're like, I'm here. I came from nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to go do it again anyway. Should I take that rematch with Cyborg again? With a full camp.
Yes.
Full camp.
That fight with Cyborg, let's talk about, well, we're going to get to that in a second, is how she's fighting Lena right now and your opinion on that. But then you go on a 3-fight win streak. You beat Katrina Adele, or Allendahl. Then you beat Julie Kedzie, Julie Kedzie's a tough girl.
That's who I fought on Showtime. That's who I fought on Pro Elite. Yeah.
And you murdered Kedzie. Yeah. I mean, you took her down, choked her. Just when you thought that she might be getting out, you were like, fuck that. Yeah. Put her back in a choke.
Yeah.
I watched that this morning. I was like, whoa. That was probably... Was that... At that point, is that your most...
I was training with Ken Shamrock during those fights, so I was in super good shape. Yeah.
Was Shamrock nice to you? Because I heard stories...
Oh, no. He was great to me.
Lions Den stories how it was like a fight club.
No. People are pussies. It wasn't... No. Like, I think my wrestling coach in high school was the hardest coach I ever had.
So it wasn't like... Because I heard it was dangerous over there. It was...
No, I was fine. And I trained. I was the only girl training there, you know what I mean? So it was just fine.
Were you there with Guy Mesger too?
No, he wasn't there. We were training for this overseas thing. So it was a group of five of us. Me, Evan Dunham, Mike Whitehead, Rico Rodriguez, and Casey Escola.
But who are you... Those guys are all huge.
Yeah, well,
except for
I just...
Dunham.
Yeah.
Who were you training with?
All them. I would train a big guy. That's the one thing about Ken that I had a problem with is he would be like, you can't punch, you just got to take him down. And I'm like, these are like 250-pound dudes sprawling on me, breaking my fucking back, and he'd be like, stop arguing. And I'm like, God damn, man. Like, this doesn't even make sense. All they know, I'm just trying to shoot. Like, it makes no sense. Every move I make is a shot. Like, come right. on. So that's the only problem I had with them. But
what are you going to do? There's five of them. I mean, what are you going to...
Yeah, we had a couple guys that would come in that trained with the team, but it was like a little group of us, and it just is what it was.
Now, Rico, did you see how the potential he had, but also how kind of the demons he was going through?
Yeah, he was just a jerk. I mean, he was a... They were all, like, kind of rude. Evan Dunham was really cool to me the whole time. He's a nice guy. Casey Skull was a dick. Rico was just... He's just a turd ball. He just likes to talk shit and be rude and ignorant. He would always say ignorant shit.
Talk about a guy that had fucking all, rude the, all the potential in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then I mean, he went on that show and talked about how he moved that girl's body over to, like, she... When they wrecked and she died. Like, what a piece of shit. How did he not go to jail for that? What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that dude, he... Yeah,
I remember when he... before I started doing MMA, he was coming out to... or maybe when I first started, he was coming out to Olympic Training Center, training with them guys, the wrestling team and stuff, but... Yeah, I mean, all them guys have all the talent.
I mean, Rico beat Randy Couture.
I mean, look, Casey Scola. He's in prison for almost killing his wife. Like,
I'm not really that familiar with him.
He fought for Bodog and stuff. I forget who else he fought for. He was a good fighter, a lot of talent. He just had an anger problem and then almost beat his girlfriend to death. Like,
fuck.
Almost beat her to death. And then he finally went to prison. He got 13 years for it.
Now, do you think Ken... It seems like lately Ken Shamrock has been throwing fights. I hate to say it.
I don't think so. I just think he's done.
Really? Because, like, that Kimbo fight was so weird.
Yeah, I just think he's done. But if
and the Hoist Gracie fight was strange.
He fights for money, man. Like, today, I think that a lot of these... I think when it comes down to a lot of these people losing, they just lose their edge, you know? But I don't think he's outmatched by any means. He's fighting Hoist Gracie, who's also been fighting the same
Yeah, that's why...
Time,
I thought he would win. That's why
I really thought he was going to win, too. I feel bad about it, because I think Ken's great, but he, like... When I see him in the gym, and then we see him go out there and fight in the end, he just... I think he's just...
You think also, like, because I know he tested positive for stuff, you think the steroids took a toll on his body?
I don't know. He has a big, huge body for an older guy, huh?
Well, it just seems like a lot of these guys, they take steroids and they go off it, and they're not the same fighter.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever offered you roids in the past, or said, hey, take this, or...
Yeah, I have this one doctor. He's a sponsor, and he always tries to shoot me with roids.
No,
obviously, you can tell I'm majorly on roids.
No, I know
guys,
that you're not on
muscles
roids.
Popping out on me.
But do any fighters ever say, hey, take, you know, this has got me a lot better?
Oh, yeah, I've had some fighters say some stuff and stuff, but no. I don't think anybody's trying to share the fact that they take roids at this point.
Yeah, okay, so. Got it. So then you beat Julie, you beat Sarah Schneider. Yeah. You lose to Alexis Davis.
I took that fight on 4-day notice and I cut 30 pounds. So, and I hadn't fought for like 2 years or something before that. So I wasn't training.
How do you lose
30
pounds in 4 days?
It hurt.
You rubber suits?
Yeah.
Spitting in a cup?
Yeah, I didn't drink anything, eat anything. I had to get all my meds done. I just went and trained straight. Master Tong went to Uriah's and just started training because I had a store at that time. So I was just working. I wasn't training. I couldn't find any fights. Nobody wanted to fight me.
Did you balloon back up after you weighed in or did you know?
I threw up for hours and hours and hours after we fought. So I think I was just super sick over the whole issue.
Now, do you know walking into the cage that you're just not right?
I knew before I even took the fight, I was probably going to lose that fight because I was so out of shape and she'd been training to be the title fight. But for me, it was like I knew that I was going to contract for another fight and I knew I could get my career going again, like get some more fights because I couldn't get any fights. Nobody wanted to fight me, so.
Yeah, well, and then you beat Adriana Jenkins. You lose to Alexis again.
The same situation.
Then you lose to Sarah McMahon, which was a fight that I think even though you lost, you looked good in it because I think a lot of people...
I was super light. I had to weigh in with my clothes. The promoter on that was just super shady, too, and
the Invicta
they didn't
want to
make... Huh?
Wasn't it Invicta?
No.
Oh,
it
that
was... Titan?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they wanted her to stay up 165. They didn't want her to lose any weight because they wanted to keep her up high, and I just needed the money. I just moved back to Missouri, and I didn't have any money. I packed my dog in my bag, and I went back home, you know? And so I just needed money, and I was like, fuck it. I fight for money. That's what I do. So I kind of... knew going into that, and I weighed. I think I was walking at like 132. I was super sick at the time. I had like just couldn't. I don't know. I just had
a
couple issues with my health and stuff, and I just fucking couldn't get it together. I just didn't have anything going at the time.
When I was in high school, I lost to
a lot
couple
of personal
kids.
Issues,
I lost to kids that beat me my junior year, and I could barely make 125 all year. I got sick. I was making like 122, and I lost to like four or five kids, and then I beat them all in the tournament when I was feeling better.
Yeah,
it makes such a difference.
Oh,
right?
It does. And I, like, at that time, I just had, like, a lot of personal issues and shit. And
what were some of the personal issues?
Just my shitty girlfriend. That's
Michelle
why,
again?
That's, yeah, that's why I left. That's when I left. I just packed up and got on a plane and left.
Now, what was going on? Was it cheating or was it jealousy?
Everything with her. She was just a huge problem. But, you know, I just think... some people aren't right for each other in that thing. Ugh.
She told me she likes to
have... What was I thinking?
She told me she likes to have straight guys and pound them in the butt with a vibrator.
I think everything she says out of her mouth is a complete lie. And if you believe it, if you believe anything that girl says...
So you guys never took a straight guy home and pounded them
in
the ass?
No, she's a complete liar. Everything out of her mouth is a lie for attention. It's funny because... like my whole life, you go and listen to her now. Like, I watched her fight a couple years ago, and I'd listen to her interview here or there or something. I don't like the girl at all, but I'd listen to this or that, and it's like my life is her life. She tells my stories as her life now, and I'm like, you never wrestled. You're a liar. You never did this. You never did that. Like, she's a complete liar.
She could have been a good fighter. She's still a good fighter.
Yeah, right.
But... you're right. So personal. So personal issues. So finally, after Sarah, right? So you make a little money.
Yep.
So now you're back.
I just owed my brother a bunch of money, and that paid for that. So
your younger brother?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you owe him money?
I had a store that I had a loan out on. He took it out for me, and I just wanted to pay it off, so I paid him all the money for that fight. I took that fight to
pay
him.
What kind of store
off.
Did you have?
An MMA store out in Sacramento.
How did it do?
It went good, but I had a partner in it, and my partner was like big drug addicted. He would come to the... I would get calls because he would be in the back of the store passed out so drunk because we had a bar right next door. He took all the money out of the cash register and went and drank, spent it all. He's so drunk. I'm like, people could walk in my store all day and take stuff. Like,
why are you... Do you feel like you are attracting these people? Like,
no, I was forced into that partnership by the franchise. They forced me into being a partner with...
I mean, they forced you? Like a gun?
Well, it was one of the franchise owners that was his uncle. So he wanted him to own a store. Well, I had already called the location and had the location for Sack Lockdown. Well, he told me I either couldn't have a store or I had a partner. So
your partner, okay, is doing heroin and passed out.
Lots of pills. He did lots of pills and lots of alcohol.
So when you cut now, do you have to shake him and be like, get your shit together?
No, I just left a partnership. We just split up, and then I ended up suing him and the franchise. I won both lawsuits. So
you made some money?
Yeah, I made a little money. OTM owes me a lot of money still.
Oh my God.
It was them. But I beat everyone in court. They committed a bunch of fraud and all kinds of shit. So
then
it was a big old ordeal.
So then you go on a 3-fight winning streak. You beat Anita Rodriguez, you beat Lacey Jackson and Karina Dam.
Yeah.
Karina Dam's a good fighter.
She's a dick.
Why is she a dick?
She's a shit talker, dude.
What happened there?
And she didn't even make weight. I made weight at 125. I went all the way down to 125 and made weight, and that bitch didn't even make weight. Like, I'm not even a 25-pound fighter. I cut so much weight. I cut like 41 pounds.
You made 25.
What did I make? I cut 40 pounds for that fight, and then that bitch showed up and didn't make weight.
What did you wrestle at in high school, in college?
I wrestled at 130.
So 25 is, this is like years later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you make 25 now, you think?
I think I could with the right diet and the right amount of money in front of me offered.
Right.
The right fights, yes. I mean, if UFC said, hey, once you go to 25, we're going to give you this fight and we're going to run for the title, fuck yes. You better believe I'm going to be on the best diet and I'm going to be in the best shape and I'm going to make it. Yeah.
So you beat Karina, then you go to the trial for the Ultimate Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And now at this point, are you feeling cocky? Like, I got this. This is a big chance.
No. It was a weird issue for me. I think that whole Ultimate Fighter thing, I didn't do any good at all. I just dropped the ball and all that. I just have a hard time performing when there's certain, like, my life. You can always tell when, like, shit's fucked up.
You went on, not going right. Okay, so what was going on there?
Just my whole life.
More girls? More girl problems?
No, I don't think it was girls. I don't know.
Drugs?
No, I've never been addicted to drugs.
So it wasn't drugs.
I've never been
girls.
On drugs.
It wasn't your store.
Oh, God, what was going on?
Your dad still?
No, I didn't even live at home. Come on. I moved out of my house when I was 18.
I mean, so what... Because I remember watching that.
Living? I went up and trained with Ken like a week before that. I don't think I was training at any gym or anything at that time.
I remember watching that season.
I went up to Vegas like a week early, and Ken had a gym up there. It was like a little private place. And I went up there like a week early, and I trained at Ken's gym so I can get some training in. And I trained with one of the guys over at Vandalay's gym, the boxing coach over there. So I trained with them for about a week, and then I went and tried out for the show.
And you almost, I mean, you beat Raquel the first round.
I just had a big issue. It was one of the same issues as like Gina Carano when I fought on Showtime first time. It was just an issue.
Like they were trying to make it so you lose?
No, I don't think that at all. I just think I dropped a ball. Just maybe the pressure, maybe everything wasn't right. You know, it's nobody to blame but me on that.
Now, during the fight, are you in your head?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was super messed up over the whole thing.
So you're telling yourself.
Shit just wasn't right. And then the show ends up like running out of electricity or the electricity goes off. So we're there for like 3 hours. I already took my supplements. I was on Ronda's team. Every coach went out there as soon as the fight started, so we didn't have nobody to warm any of us up. The first two girls got warmed up, and that's it. All nine coaches went out there. Like, it was ridiculous. It just didn't run the way it was supposed to, and then we had to wait like 3 hours for – I was starving, and shit just wasn't right, and I don't know. I think all these things obviously have taught me lessons, and I'm not the same anymore. When I started fighting for Invicta, shit doesn't bug me anymore. I just go out there and fight. There's nothing that's going to bug me. Not issues. I don't let anything bug me. I don't give a shit about anything but the fight. So I think my whole perspective on how I like do anything when it comes to fighting has changed because of all these reasons. So
I remember looking at you, watching that, and like afterwards, Dana.
Man, I had like adrenaline. I had like adrenaline dump like I've never had.
And then I remember Dana saying something like he couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was
and
so
then,
stupid.
And then you. I remember you saying something like, I got to get my shit together.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't like pull it together.
Were
I just
you banging
had, like, a
the DJ
adrenaline.
Or something? The girl that was the DJ there or something?
That Russian girl was there with me that came to the
show. Oh, that came to the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But then.
DJ? Where'd you get that story?
Like wasn't there a DJ, like a UFC Invicta DJ or something?
Some other girls.
Oh.
That's some other girls, not me.
Oh, okay.
Don't be mixing me up with all them turds.
But I'll tell you what, though. You know, after May 29th, and you lost that fight,
uh-huh.
You then go on a fucking 10-fight winning streak,
uh-huh.
Which you beat Sarah Diallo, mm-hmm. who's a good fighter.
Yeah.
Tough. And then Adriana Gomez,
mm-hmm.
I thought was going to murder you just by looking at her.
Just because her sideburns, but that's just going to scare me.
She looked like Bigfoot Silva. I mean, she was just.
She was super disrespectful. Man, I couldn't wait to whoop her ass. She was so disrespectful, like online, in person. She wanted to buck up to me and like get up in my face. And I'm like, what is going on? I want to have a steering contest. Every time I see her in the hall or we're in the same room, and I'm like, I can't look away. Somebody please walk in front of us. And they walk in front. I was like, phew. Like, fuck.
Was she the one that was, you were in the cage and there was a girl running around circles?
Jumping up in front of me.
She jumped in front of you? And
yeah,
you're like,
she's a goofball.
You're like, fuck this chick, right?
She's a total goofball. I think she has mental issues.
So then, I mean, then you kick her ass.
Yeah.
Then you beat Cindy Dandois,
mm-hmm.
who's now calling out Cyborg. Is that a bad idea for her?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, they're letting Yana fight Cyborg. So, I mean.
How do you think that's going to go?
I think that's a ridiculous fight. I think Yana's a turd. So, you know.
Now, do you think Raquel, by the way, has any chance against Nunez?
No. I think Nunez is going to win that.
That's the fight they're making. I'm happy, though, for Raquel and Tisha. I like those two together.
Yeah, yeah.
They're cute. Then Irina Aldana, you beat Irene, who also came in as a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
everyone comes in as a favorite against me. Everyone.
And now you fucked up her. And then you fucked up Panny,
mm-hmm.
another undefeated girl, mm-hmm. and you and her got into a fight on my podcast. And then Colleen Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, well, you were a favorite against Colleen. Did you know that you were going to beat Colleen? Because you beat her basically five rounds.
I know I'm
going to
beat everybody if I just fight. All I got to do is show up and fight. I'm going to beat everybody.
You dropped her with a jab.
Yeah.
Now she came.
I dropped her with a bunch of hooks. Like three times I dropped her.
And she came close to kicking you in the face. Was that?
No.
Does that look closer than it was?
No. And she can't kick or punch hard enough to ever do any damage. She probably wouldn't even have put a scratch on me. Come
now,
on.
Now, when you go on this 10-fight win streak, is there a pep in your step? Are you feeling better about yourself? Is your confidence up?
No, I think I feel the same. I feel like I'm not that fighter that celebrates at the end anyway, because I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. So when I don't perform, it's disappointing. But I think I'm good enough to win every single fight I fight as long as I perform. So.
But people pay a lot of money to go to like psychologists to get to where you did. I mean, and for you, it was just a matter of getting your personal life in check?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's me. You know, there's a douche nozzle at the gym that thinks he's got this mindset crap that he's doing. He tries to freaking talk to me about my issues and my mental state and shit. I'm like, dude, I don't have any problem. I don't have no problem. I'm not fucking, I don't have confidence problems. I don't have any kind of problems. I definitely don't want to listen to you tell me a bunch of bullshit that I don't even believe in. His shit's so bullshit. I just don't believe in it. So
now, does your dad call you at all now when you're on an 8-fight win streak and say, I'm proud of you?
He called me, told me to whoop Cyborg's ass, but you know, It's only literally, I think he's only a fan of mine because people that he works with or he's friends with are huge fans of mine. So right. they're like, oh, your daughter, blah, blah, blah. So then he's like, yeah, that's my daughter. Yay.
So the cyborg fight. Now you were able to stop doing work, having a full-time camp for this fight?
Well, I didn't have a full-time camp. I had a three-week call for that cyborg fight.
Right. So 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now I remember you saying to me, because I was like, everybody that fights cyborg, they always say, I've never been hit by anybody as hard as this person. And then when you fought her, she hit you first time, you went down. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but that wasn't from her hitting me. It was like just perfect timing. I went to kick her, the inside of her leg. It was just perfect timing. Didn't hurt me at all. None of her punches I thought hurt. It was obviously that needed the temple to
the
put
knee,
me down.
The knee hurt, right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I just like think that my, I just think that I didn't get enough time to prepare for that fight with my game plan and shit. And, you know, 3 weeks is not enough time when you're talking about two of the best fighters in the world.
I was there. I was there ringside. And yeah. I was cheering you the fuck on. Yeah. And I remember like saying to myself, man, if she could get into round four or five, I think maybe she can break cyborg.
Yeah, I think that I came in third round doing the same thing I was doing first and second round. And that was to make her chase me a little bit. But I mean, I don't get beat up. I never get beat up. And
but was it weird not being
able to bully
someone?
None of these girls don't hit me as hard as I've been hit by a lot of guys. So she didn't hit me harder than the guys in the gym hit me, not even close. So I wasn't worried about that. It was just, I just didn't execute my game plan, I don't think. And I, you know, right off the bat, I took her down twice. And I think I should have been doing that the whole time. I stopped closing that distance and I stopped putting that pressure because I was trying to play a different game plan. And then third round, I came in and played the same game plan and then just got caught, you know, so just stupidity on my part.
Look, I think, was it also a little bit of, I mean, you're going up a weight class.
Yeah, that she was a lot heavier than I planned. I think she put a lot of weight back on. I only put 7 pounds on, obviously, but she put a lot back on.
And usually you can bully girls a little bit against a cage.
They always feel heavy. Everyone always feels fucking
really?
Heavy. Oh, fuck yes, these girls. They must gain all that weight back. I don't gain very much back when my metabolism's kicking. I usually don't gain too much back.
Got it. I think that you were the people's champ in that fight.
I mean, man, I was fat for that fight. Because when they called me, so I had 3 weeks, and I'm like, fuck, I already trying to get my weight down because I was going to go fight on that Invicta card. They called me to pick up the slack on that card to take the main event. And I was like, this girl's a turd. I'm going to whoop her ass. I don't have to train or nothing. I'm just going to go in and whoop this girl's ass. And then, so I'd already started getting my weight down, and then they called me for that, and I was like, fuck, now my weight, like I knew Cyborg was going to come down and cut a bunch of weight, so I'm like, I need my weight to be higher. So I just was kind of eating different than I ate for any other camp, you know. I was just eating whatever I want, you know. And people are like, how does it feel to eat pasta like 2 days before the fight weigh-ins? I'm like, well, fucking, you could tell by looking at me, I wasn't solid. I was just like fucking trying to hold my weight on, you know. So
was the how was the money on that card? Was it 10
it was
times? It was 20 times better than usual.
Or? Oh yeah.
So it was worth it financially.
Yeah.
Were you backstage at all with Jones and Cormier with all that with them?
Yeah, they were. You know, they always had issues and stuff, but I'm mad at Cormier. He talked a lot of shit this last fight. When who'd Cyborg just fight?
She fought.
Oh, Holly.
Holly. Well, yeah. What do you say about
Tanya's you? No Holly. Get the fuck out of here. You're a fucking wrestler and you can talk shit like that.
That's
out of here, stupid.
Now, who's comparing you to Holly? You're a different fighter.
I know. It's just like, I don't understand. Like, I've offered to fight Holly a bunch of times. You know what I mean? So she's the one that didn't want to fight. So it's not an issue on my part. I'll fight anybody. I don't give a shit. I'll fight anybody. I'll fight every one of them. I don't care.
Now, what do you think about Megan Anderson? What's going on with her?
Obviously, her visa. That's her
like
issue.
What's the I don't understand, like, but why can't
you gotta
she get a
do
visa?
You gotta do what you're supposed to do. You gotta go home and talk to your embassy and do what you're supposed to do, you know.
But how hard is it for the UFC? Can't they make a phone call and be like, hey?
No, she waited way too long. She's supposed to go back and not come back for 10 years. She waited way too long. But now here she is, still in the US. I don't know if she's getting dealing with it or not. I would have hired a lawyer, and she's probably got a big enough fan base, and just the way she sells herself, she's probably got some rich guys that'll pay for that shit to try to figure it out. So
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It just seems like, and she's talking a lot of smack on.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. And why deny this stuff? Like, people might help you. You might find some help if you just. I don't understand why you lie about stuff about it. I mean, just whatever.
And then Cyborg put out some, or Ray Elby, whoever's doing it, was like, you had man problems and married a guy for a visa, all this shit.
Yeah, did she get married?
I don't know what to. I don't know what to believe.
She needed to marry somebody if she was staying in. I know. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell was going on. It just seemed very strange. That
yeah. All, and well, I mean, everybody knows it's a visa issues. I don't know why they keep playing it off like it wasn't. And she was so mad at me for taking the fight. Like, if I didn't take the fight, then they would, You go, she would have had to pay off or fix that shit and keep her in there. And that's not the case. If I didn't take it, somebody else would have. You don't think all these girls are fighting Cyborg for the money? They're not fighting her because you think Yana's going to beat her? Give me a break. She's a turd.
Does Yana have any chance of beating her?
No, I don't know why she's fighting. She was so scared when she fought me. She was like crybabying before we even started fighting. The whole time she's desperate for any submission and she's like whimpering the whole time.
Did she surprise you at all the first fight?
No. The ref, she must have just gave a handy or something. Got him.
You've never given a handy in your life, right?
No way.
Oh, okay. That's good.
My hands are like I'm allergic and I swell up as soon as I even get in the same room with a wiener outside the pants.
You've made out with guys before.
No, you guys are gross.
You said you've kissed a guy before.
Yeah, I'm sure I kissed a couple in college. Okay. Nasty.
It was nasty?
It's all nasty.
What,
yeah.
Explain to me this.
Y'all are nasty.
Explain to me this, because I do get a little confused. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm honestly confused. All right? So you get these girls, right, who say they're lesbians, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They are lesbians. Let's say lesbians.
Our whole conversation is about lesbians all the time.
Okay. No, we got into your career. All right. So I'm a lesbian. I don't like women, right?
Yeah.
I don't like men. I'm not attracted to men.
Yeah,
but then they go out with a guy, and not like you, because I still think you're very feminine in a weird way. But like, but they find a guy who looks like you'd be short hair, like built, looks like you'd have to look.
But it's not a dude, though. It's not a dude. Your attitude, everything about you is not a dude.
But a lot of times these girls have the attitude of like the tough guy or
but
like,
they're not, but not really. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Is it the vagina itself? Is that the
thing? No, I think it's just. Girls are different than guys. I think it's just different.
So even though it's a girl who looks like not like what a typical man or not a typical, or at one point they said a typical man would look like, it's still the fact that it's a woman.
My girlfriend hates my style. She hates it. And I think she probably questions why she dates me, but I don't care what I look like.
She wants
like
you to be more feminine? She wants you to
maybe I'd make her laugh so much that she likes me.
When was the last time you wore a skirt?
Oh, gosh. I wore that dress that one time, that WC event, and I kept pulling it up. And I almost got kicked out of the bar so many times. They're like, leave your dress down.
You kept pulling it up?
It is advertising. This is when I owned a store, so I had the panties on that were from my store. I was like, it's advertising.
Okay.
It's advertising. So my dress was like up the whole time. I can't be serious.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a dress to keep it down.
I get a little bit like, it's like if I was like, okay, if I'm gay, and then I go out with a guy who looks like a woman, that would be kind of weird, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
But I mean,
maybe you're attracted to some things, but you're just, I don't know.
I always wonder, and I'm not trying to be like disrespectful at all, honestly.
No, I don't know any, I don't know at all.
So, Bellator tonight, Roy Nelson's fighting Matt Mitrione. Who do you think's gonna win?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, everybody always asks me about these matchups, and I don't even watch men's MMA.
All right, Heather Hardy, you know her? She's the boxer that was great.
Yeah, she was a boxer. She was supposed to fight for Invicta, or maybe she did one time.
Yeah, then she kind of last fight, she got fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
But she had a lot of heart. But she's fighting Anna Juliton. You know who that girl is?
No.
All right, so that's Bellator night. Let's talk about UFC Sunday.
Okay.
Yancy Medeiros versus Cowboy.
Yeah.
You friends with Cowboy?
I like Cowboy. I think he's a fighter. That's why, even win or lose, he always stays in there. You
guys kind of remind me of each other.
He's a brawler, man. I like him.
Joe's Yancy, though. You ever seen Yancy fight?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him fight.
He's a guy that, like, he gets the shit beaten out of him every fight that comes back.
And wins. Yeah.
And then, all right, so let's talk about some of the girls on the card. Sage Northcutt, you train with Sage? No? You know, we can't talk about that? Okay, we won't talk about
He's from
about
the same city. I don't know him much. I don't know him personally, so. Who's he fighting?
He's fighting Thibaut Gotti.
Yeah,
they're trying to make him so he wins. Sarah Morass.
They're giving him a win.
Sarah Morass is fighting Lucy Pudilova.
Oh, see, I don't know that girl. I think Sarah Morales is I don't know. She's one of them. She's like Roxanne, where she doesn't look like she's going to do much, and then she comes out and actually does.
She beat Ashley Evans.
That's what I'm saying.
I was
she
shocked.
Comes out and actually fights, and it's like surprising.
I lost money on that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like,
that's
Ashley's gonna win.
You like Ashley so much, you're gonna bet on her every time.
That's probably true. I like Ashley as a person, but Ashley is fighting Rowdy Beck. Who do we like in that fight?
I think Ashley's gonna win. Yeah,
I hope so. I mean, I like Beck, I sure, but Ashley's like a friend. Beck's a friend too.
Yeah,
I like both of them. You like Beck?
Her wrestling's gonna win.
I think so, but Rowdy
I don't
Beck
have anything against Beck. I don't have anything against any of these people actually, unless they're have a problem with me, and then I hate you too.
Are you and Misha? Do you guys ever make up?
No. I don't like her.
She came to my show and said I wasn't. I didn't want me making fun of her, so I didn't. But it was weird because she was like three fighters, and I made fun of all them but her.
Yeah.
But she seems all right. Jessica Andrade versus Tisha Torres. That's in 2 weeks.
Oh, Jessica Andrade's gonna whoop her.
You think so?
Oh yeah. I think Tisha's stand up looks cool, but I don't think she has the power and stuff. And I think Jessica's a fucking powerhouse.
I know. She just comes forward and just
she's gonna beat the shit out of her.
Fuck. I hope not. And now they made Claudia Gadella versus Carla Esparza.
Oh yeah, I think Claudia's gonna win. I think those two girls, her and Andrade, just have fire, man. They want it right now.
Carla beat the girl from Team Alpha Male that I didn't.
Yeah.
That girl, they had a lot of hype behind that girl.
Yeah.
That girl was very angry.
She had a great game plan. She did really good.
But yeah, so that's in Orlando. And then Sarah McMahon is fighting the girl you were supposed to fight.
Yeah.
Marion Renault. Mm-hmm. Who do we like in that fight?
I think Sarah's just going to stall it out on the ground.
Sarah loses fights that I'm like, how the fuck did she lose that fight?
I don't think she's a fighter. I think she's a wrestler. She's got two. She was like, I think some of these people are too good in their sport. They can't step back and loosen their grip on the technique to make it work for this sport, you know?
When Sarah's on her game, I feel like she could be almost anybody.
Yeah.
Marilyn's pretty hot.
If you know how to like use the skills you've got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not play everybody's game. Not a stand-up fighter. Don't be a stand-up fighter. You know what I mean?
She hits hard though.
Yeah. Who? Which one?
Sarah.
Sarah? Yeah. You've been hit by her?
No.
Oh.
But she's dropped Misha. She's dropped a lot of people.
Yeah, but Misha got kicked in the face and fell through the ropes by Caitlin Young, so.
Yeah, that's true. Angela Hill versus Marion Maroz.
Angela Hill, Marion who?
Marilyn Maroz. I think she's a girl from Poland, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think I know
or,
that.
You know Angela Hill, though.
Yeah. She fought for Invicta, was champion for Invicta.
And then of course, we got Kat Zingano versus Caitlin Vieira. She's the undefeated girl that beat Ashley Evan Smith, beat Sarah McMahon.
Is she like 8-0 or something right now?
8-0. 9-0.
9-0 now.
Versus right. Kat. Who do we like in that fight?
I don't know. Kat's been out for a while. Are they fighting at 35? I thought Kat was talking about going to 45.
35.
Wasn't Kat talking about going to 45 or something?
She was. She looked like she was 85. But she looked big.
Everybody's trying to get that cyborg money. You know what I mean?
I think she's better off at 35.
Yeah.
I mean, she lost to Juliana Pena. Mm-hmm. She lost to...
But if you're looking for that money, Rhonda, that's where it's at. You got to go up.
So who do you like in that fight?
I guess I'll take the other girl.
Caitlin Vieira?
Yeah, I guess I'll take her. Is this a bet?
No.
Okay.
And then Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, yeah.
You know her?
Yeah, I think she's got a hype train.
She's fighting Ashley Yoder.
I think that's actually a really good matchup. I think Yoder's faster. And
I hope Yoder wins. I like Yoder.
I think Dern's just super slow and super cocky. And when she fought for Invicta, it was super annoying. She just was so cocky. Like, I hate when people are so cocky, they just don't even fight. Like, stop grinning and stop getting punched in the face. Like,
did she give you an attitude backstage or anything? Or?
No. I didn't think she was disrespectful or anything like that, or me in person. I just think that you don't have to look so arrogant out there. You know what I mean?
And her stand-up is rough.
Yeah. I was not impressed with her performance on Invicta. I thought that she had a lot of hype behind her that didn't, you know, whatever.
And the
but
next,
if she wins, I mean, I guess whatever. I don't know.
The next Invicta one is Milana Dudieva.
Yeah.
You know her, right?
Yeah, she got beat up in her first appearance with Invicta. She won her last fight, though.
Against Makuki Inoue.
Yeah, who's that?
<You don't know. laughs> And then Deanna Bennett. I like Deanna.
Yeah, I do like Deanna.
She's fighting Karina Rodriguez.
Yeah, Karina Rodriguez is from Mexico. She's from Irene Aldana's gym. She's super good.
She's going to beat Deanna? I hope not.
I think her stand-up's so much better.
Fuck.
Deanna's got to put the pressure on her and take her down, because that's where the other girls, their whole team, I think that's where they're weak, you know?
Deanna's kind of hot, too. She got kind of a hot personality.
Yeah.
Good little body. You'd hit that, right? What happened to your little Mexican girlfriend? Remember the one that was like 3'4"?
Yeah.
That was the amateur. You don't talk to her
she
anymore?
She fought for Invicta that last fight.
How'd she do?
She lost. Super boring.
The one girl is killing it. The girl who was like from Germany, she beat up that girl from South Carolina that was training with Sarah McMahon, that was dating Jesse Jess, I think, for a second. But there was a girl from Invicta that came over from Germany that like made her announcement with like male strippers and made like a video.
Oh,
she's like
yeah.
a dominatrix or something.
Yeah.
She's doing really well. That girl's tough.
Gosh, I can't think of who that is.
She's good. She's really good. There's this girl, guys. Look out for her. And Pearl Gonzalez. That's the girl that almost didn't fight because of her implants.
Oh, yeah.
She's back at Invicta,
right?
No, she's for UFC.
Oh, it's for UFC when they did that?
Yeah, that was in New Jersey. She's fighting Callie Robbins. I don't know who she is.
Callie Robbins, and I heard that name. Has she fought for Invicta before? I don't know.
Yeah, but...
Gosh, there's so many people to keep up with.
Yeah.
If you're a reporter for MMA, I feel for y'all.
Yeah, I know. Well, I actually like watching the women. Courtney Casey versus the Karate Hottie. Who do we like in that one?
Fuck, I don't even know who Courtney Casey is.
You know Courtney Casey. She's the one that fought Felice Herrig, that gave her the middle finger. She used to play soccer in college. She's also a very attractive girl.
I got to start watching MMA more.
she's fighting the Karate Hottie. You know who she is.
I like Michelle Waterson, whether she wins or loses. I like her.
And then Shayna Dobson is fighting Lauren Mueller.
Okay.
You know those
girls. I know who Shayna Dobson is just because she's from Texas and whatnot, but I don't know the other girl.
Well,
Shayna was on The Ultimate Fighter, this last Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, that girl didn't make weight for the last Ultimate. What the fuck was that about, huh?
Was it her?
No, but that girl.
That girl in the finals.
Yeah.
How stupid. Sanja.
Sahara, right?
Sajara.
Jesus.
Just ignorant. Ignorant.
Right?
Ignorant. God, ignorant.
I mean, what would you have done if you
had
that?
She got her ass kicked in Invicta, too. And then she goes and wins Ultimate Fighter, like, and then you don't make weight. What is wrong with you? And what's funny is I went to the Ultimate Fighter, I went to that fight, and I was walking down the street, and I seen her out walking. She was pushing a stroller. I don't know if it's somebody she knew or something.
She's a baby.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pushing a stroller. So, I mean, that ain't kidney failure my ass. You're walking on the street the night of the fight, like when you supposedly went to the hospital that night.
Maybe it was like her food that she was pushing.
If you have kidney failure, can you just get up and walk around in a couple hours? Are you good to go?
Maybe she was pushing her lunch or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen her out there a couple hours later walking around. So, hey, but Roxanne, I heard, got $100,000 for stepping up. I feel so bad for her. She's put in so much time. I thought she fought her ass off.
But she's right there. I mean, I give Roxanne the best. She's such a good person. And
yeah, she just sucks.
You're friends with her, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to be friends with everybody as long as they're cool.
Now, how come you and Baszler never fought? I thought that'd be a good fight.
Yeah, it never came about.
I think that would be both you guys, that'd be a good fight.
Yeah, I think one time she offered to fight me, but I was trying to, that's when I fought Karina Dan, when I was trying to make 25. And that's only because all these bitches talking shit, and I was like, I can fucking make 25.
Yeah.
And then I made it, and then that bitch didn't make it. Oh, that hurt so bad.
It's all right, you'll be back. Now, any kids in the future? You want to have kids?
I don't personally want to have kids. I want to have kids, but I don't personally want to have them.
You don't want to actually give birth.
You're trying to mess up this perfection.
No, well, Adam. What about your girl?
I don't think she wants to have kids.
I'll gladly be the sperm donor if you want. I would 100%. I kind of look like you. Yeah. I think who knows?
Guys have offered to be the sperm donor for me, but they said we have to do it naturally. That's the only way they're doing it. I'm like, y'all are smoking crack now.
Right.
No,
right.
Thank you. I don't want to be big and fat for 9 months and carry a baby. I'm telling you right now, I can't have a baby. I'm not that tough.
You'd be a good mom.
I think I would too, but I cannot actually have the baby.
Well, how do you know?
Because I can guarantee it. It's never going to get into me like that.
I've seen your belly. I think it could be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it could. I'm sure my belly could get that big, but I don't want it.
You don't want it.
And
you'd be a good mom, though.
You know, maybe if I can guarantee have a C-section, then we'd be talking, but still, I don't want to carry a baby for 9 months. It's not in.
What about your girl?
Ever. She don't ever want to do it either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll adopt or something. I'm down for something like that. I know she'd adopt.
You should adopt a black kid.
Yeah.
Or like this kid right here.
Well, I already adopted him.
Yes.
Look at him. He's grown up.
There's a guy that trains with you, right? By the way, what's his name? We'll give him a shout out.
Dakota.
Dakota
Hope.
Dakota Hope? That sounds like a porn star.
I know, right?
Dakota Hope. And he's got his first amateur fight when? April 21st. All right.
That turd won't fight on my card. He wants to fight on
No,
somebody
okay,
else's
let's
card.
Talk about that. Okay, because you are getting surgery when?
The 27th.
27th.
Yep.
So you're going to be laid out for about 6 months.
No. Yep.
Don't just. My
advice.
I'm just
going to be hanging out, working on this promotion.
Also, Netflix. Netflix is your friend.
Yeah, I already watched everything on Netflix. So listen, I'm a whore on Netflix.
Do you watch Daredevil and all the Luke Cage? And
no, that's all gay stuff. I can't watch that stuff.
I'm telling you, you'll like that. All right, so what is this promotion?
It's an AMI show. I'm going to do it out here in Texas, in Houston. I got the arena locked down. It's going to be a mixed card. I'm going to do some kickboxing and some MMA. And got a big arena, and I'm going to fill it up.
Okay, so now how does that work? Do you have to get insurance?
Yeah, I have to get insurance. I'm going to do everything myself. So I just locked the building down. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do all the matchmaking, do all the promotion side of it. I'm going to do the food, the alcohol, the parking, everything. I'm going to do everything.
Now, how much does it cost to do all that?
My whole bank account plus.
Really?
So if you want a sponsor,
Now, can I be the announcer? I'll come.
You got to clean it up.
No problem. I'll make it fun.
It's a family show. I got to clean it up for this. I don't talk like this in my everyday life, guys.
Oh yeah.
It's just me on Adam's show.
Of course. All right, so you go down there, you find the venue.
Yeah.
You say, I want to have a fight here.
Yeah.
They say, okay, it's $10,000 to rent it for the night or something, or some kind of ridiculous number.
Yeah, most of them don't do the deal that we got. They want to take all the concessions and all the everything, and they want me to pay to play there. So, you know, I finally found an arena. It took me a long time, 2 years. Let's not joke. It took me 2 years to find this arena and this kind of deal. So here I am, and I'm ready, and... you know, I think it's going to change things down here. I think I'm going to do a lot.
Now, do you have somebody watching to make sure people aren't ripping you off?
No, I think I've been in this game long enough, and I've helped.
What about
shows.
Like food? What if somebody's just pocketing money on Snickers bars?
Oh yeah, I got certain people in every like concession and every area that I trust. You know, family or
because like
really
Sean
close
McCorkle
friends.
Did that. McCorkle did something. You know, Sean.
Mm-mm.
He's a big sexy, and he did it in Indiana. He said he ended up losing $10,000 doing
that. Gosh, dang.
So
I don't plan on doing that. Okay. I think these people don't really, they just think they're going to get in there and make some big bucks and pad their pocket and throw a show and people are going to come just because it's MMA, and that's just not how it goes. But, you know, I'm super good at doing these shows. I know what I'm doing. I've worked in promotions where we put 10,000 people in a crowd for a long time. So I know I can put the people in the crowd. I'm going to put 7,000 people in there for an amateur show. And
okay.
It's going to change things here.
And
I know
do you
people
have a
are going to be pissed,
yet?
But I'm going to do some good things.
You have a date locked down?
April 20th.
April 20th.
And it has nothing. It was ironic that it just happened on 420.
In Houston.
Yeah,
where?
Yeah. It's at the Humble Arena, the big arena out there in Humble.
The big arena. Amateur MMA,
mm-hmm.
boxing and kickboxing. Boxing too?
No boxing.
So no.
We are doing a boxing ring, so we're going back in time, yo.
Now, why can't you do pros as well?
Because it costs too much money right now. Like right now, I'm going to spend all the money that I made my last fight that I haven't spent over sitting out for the last 8 months. UFC put me in.
Right.
So I'm going to spend my money, and then I'm going to go out and try to get another 20 grand in sponsors to pay for the food and liquor, and then. Make it happen.
How many fights are going
to
be?
I'm going to try to get like 10 fights. I like the shows to be over around 10:30. I don't want to take up people's night watching 30 freaking fights. Nobody wants to watch. I don't want to go to an event that has 30 fucking
Are there
shows.
Any gym rivalries you're already going? It seems like that.
No, I think people right now are thinking I'm a joke and laughing. They don't really think I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But and then I have all these arenas sending me offers and people sending me offers, bids for this and that. And it's so ridiculous. Like it's my first rodeo. Like. I've been in this sport for 14 years. I've thrown shows. I've worked with every angle that I've had to work, and it's to get this experience to do what I'm doing now. So, you know, I think people are crazy. They really think I'm so stupid. They're going to get over on
me. Well, I've done comedy during the middle of boxing events.
Yeah.
Or you have comics go on in between and do comedy.
I try to keep everybody in the mood.
So if you need, so 420.
Don't leave. It gets better.
So I'll come down and do comedy if I'm, you know, we'll figure something out. But are you going to have like rappers like walk with the guys and rap?
No, you know, it's not a ghetto show where we just make all these crazy things happen.
All right.
It's going to be a super professional show, super like it's just a nice show, you know what I mean? I don't want the crowd all doing all their own thing and leaving.
Is your girl
going to
be the ring
fighters.
Girl? Your girlfriend?
No, she's going to get a couple little models to do that, and then we're going to get some hot girls for the VIP section and for the, you know, the beer carts and stuff, you know? We're looking out for y'all.
And now,
you know?
Are there any pros in the area that are going to help you?
Yeah, you know, I have some of the guys that are going to come out and help. But, you know.
That's also a big thing of, like, them promoting it, right? Like, if you get, like, Matt Brown or someone.
Yeah, you know, I do. I just don't. The way I do the shows is just different than everybody else. And I think that it's really unique. And that's the reason I'm going to get all these people in the arena, you know.
It's strip club after
different.
Party?
Yeah, I mean, the strippers are there serving y'all. Come on.
Okay.
Use your brain.
Right.
No, just kidding.
Got it. Nice. I'm excited for this. This is going to be good.
It is going to be fun.
So if I live in Houston and I'm a fighter, I know a guy who wants to fight.
Mm-hmm.
How do
Ami, just hit me up on Facebook. I'm going to turn a shit ton of names in just to register everybody, just in case we need last minute, or if I'm using you in the future, and get everybody registered, and then you know, we'll build the card off of that.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do if a fighter...
I'm going to try to put 4 girl fights, 6 guy fights,
any,
try to mix
any
the card.
Any transgender fights or no?
No, no, no. None of that. No, trying to get me sued over
what
here?
What if they want to fight each other? I'm just saying, like...
Well, Dakota, if he fights on my card, I will make him fight a woman.
Now, Sean McCorkle, he had pillow fights in between. And then he had ex-girlfriends do pillow fights. So that's what got him in trouble.
That would be amazing. Oh, he got in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Really?
I think because they said it was fixed or something. Or some kind of a weird...
It's just pillow fighting.
I know.
But how can that be fixed?
I don't know. It was, you got to talk to him.
You win, you lose. Beat the shit out of each other with a pillow.
Well, listen, Tanya, thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
You're amazing. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
And good luck with the surgery. If you need someone to keep you company, or your girlfriend company, let me know.
She needs someone to take her out while I'm laid up in bed.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what's going to happen? Now, when you're laid out in bed, is she going to sit on your face?
Like before, you know, at first when I heard it, I wasn't able to get on my knee or anything, do anything, you know, so obviously she had to sit on my face.
Now, are lesbians both shaved, or one shaved and the other one not?
Well, she is not shaved because she, for her modeling crap, I guess.
Oh, that sucks.
I guess they like a bush.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, I know. I've always been a hardwood floor kind of girl, but I've changed my views a little bit because it's super sexy.
Really?
Obviously it ain't huge. It ain't like trees and birds and all kinds of shit in there.
Right.
But it's really trimmed up and it's nice.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, people, we've heard it all. And where can people follow your girlfriend?
She's on Instagram and my pictures. If you go to my Instagram and you actually follow me, then you can get her Instagram and actually follow her.
Do you ever have girls try to step to her and you have to be like, back the fuck up?
No, but more than like, stop kissing that fucking girl. You're supposed to be here with me.
Yes. Well, she's in love with you. I can tell. She's in love with you. Well, thank you. Thank you to you. What's your sponsor's name, by the way?
Shannon Orsak, St. Michael's Emergency Room.
Yes. And
what is it? Elite Medical Hospital in Las Vegas.
So you're building a medical hospital.
I didn't know
in
the
Vegas.
Name of it because he was trying to keep it from me.
That's amazing.
He's afraid of me asking for sponsorship.
And
from
you're
the
a
hospital.
Doctor yourself. Yes, emergency medicine.
Best doctor in Houston, guys.
Well, thank you for doing that.
He actually fixed my leg up.
Really?
Well, yeah. He told me it wasn't gonna get chopped off and stuff. Shot me up with some drugs because I was still screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, I.
Yeah. Yeah. So you remember I told you.
It doesn't hurt that much.
That steroid, like, it was reversed. That story I told you reversed. I asked him for steroids.
Oh, right. I'm telling you, ACL surgery, I had it 2 years ago. It's not that bad.
Well, I seen him do it in a video and it looked horrible.
It's a long recovery. It doesn't hurt, though. Like it's just the hardest part about it is the first 2 weeks, you're going to have a brace on you, so you can't move in your sleep. So you're going to have to be on your back. So
that's why I've had it been on my back this whole time.
So Ambien's your friend, but don't get don't get hooked on Ambien. So that's
I have a hard time taking the pain pills as it is.
That's the hard part. The hard part for me was just waking up every 2 hours.
They shot me with some morphine, and I was like, "This shit is horrible." I didn't know. Oh God, it was horrible. But I was in so much pain.
Well, good luck with everything. Thank you to your sponsor.
Thank you
for sponsoring Tanya. You got a thoroughbred here, and take care. Traps on some trap, don't some trap. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөрвөлэн. Та дэс дотан дөрвөлэн боруулаа.